The California effect, it's a phrase coined to describe the power that the state can and sometimes does wield when it comes to nationwide policies. And it could be seen as a real challenge in the days to come as the country becomes more and more partisan in its politics as other states start to clap back. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ruth Mason, law professor at the University of Virginia. Professor, thanks for the time.
Glad to be here.
So, you know, living in California, I understand that a lot of times there's this, you know, other states doing as California does, kind of exporting the language of policies that are passed here. But, you know, maybe not, you know, one size doesn't always fit.
That's right. And lately, California is doing more than just trying to regulate itself with other states, either copying California regulation because they like it, or manufacturers outside California having to comply with California regulation, and then they make products that they sell in other states too. Lately, what's been happening is that California legislators are deliberately targeting their regulation out of state to make people outside the state comply.
And what can those other states do?
Well, there's not that much that they can do. So there was recently a case decided by the Supreme Court in which other states argued that California's regulation was what they claimed was extraterritorial, that California is trying to regulate outside its own borders. But the Supreme Court was pretty unsympathetic to that argument. The court didn't say that a state could never make out a claim like that. And in this case, it wasn't it directly states other states bringing the claim. It was economic actors in other states bringing the claim, but they were supported with amicus briefs by other states. But the Supreme Court said, at least in this case, the right argument wasn't made, and they weren't convinced that California's regulation should have to give way to the regulations of other states. And in this case, the regulation was about the size of cages that pigs have to be kept in if pork is going to be sold or produced in California.
So what is the downside then of having either California or Texas or any state wielding so much power over the policymaking of others?
Yeah, so the you know, in a federal system like ours in the United States, every state is supposed to, the voters of each state are supposed to determine the content of the regulations that govern them. But when California leverages its market power to regulate outside its own borders, then arguably, right, that infringes on the ability of people in other states to determine the laws for themselves. And that's what the pork producers were complaining about in this case. But they were complaining not only on their own behalf, but about the general idea that California would decide for everyone in other states.
Professor Mason, thanks for the explanation. Ruth Mason is law professor at the University of Virginia.